Judges chapter 10. Now, after Abimelech died, Tola, the grandson of Dodo, arose to judge and deliver Israel. He was from the tribe of Issachar, and he lived at Shamir in the hill country of Ephraim. He judged Israel for 23 years, then he died. So you see, as we saw earlier, there was this cycle. Israel sinned, they turned away from God, they suffered at the hands of their enemies, then they said, "Oh God, sorry, please save us," and God said, "Okay," and sent a judge. Then the judge delivered them or saved them, that's what the judges mean, the saviors. And, everything was fine. The judge died, and they went back and worshipped the other idols. Again they suffered. Then they cried out to God for help. He sent a saviour. Again they were okay, and the judge died, and then they went back. So it's a terrible cycle, and we mustn't be like that. After Tola came Jair from Gilead. He led Israel for 22 years. He had 30 sons, who each had a donkey. And they had 30 cities in Gilead, and they're still called the villages of Jair. Jair died and was buried at Camon. And again the Israelites sinned against the Lord. They worshipped Baal and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, Sidon, Moab, Ammon, and the Philistines. They left Yahweh and stopped worshipping him. And so Yahweh was angry with them, and he allowed the Philistines and the Ammonites to overcome them. For 18 years they oppressed and persecuted the Israelites who lived in the east of Jordan in Gilead. The Ammonites even came over the Jordan River and fought against the men of Judah, Benjamin, and Ephraim, and Israel was in great distress. The Israelites cried out to Yahweh and said, "We have sinned against you. We've left you. You are our God, and we've worshipped the Baals." And God must have thought, "How many times have I heard you say this? I know what's going to happen. I'll save you and then you'll go back to your gods." And we mustn't be like this. We must serve God, the one true God, Yahweh God of Israel, with our whole heart, soul and mind, and not just turn to him when we have a problem, but in the good times to serve him as well. So, again, God speaks to them. He says, "The Egyptians, Amorites, Ammonites, Philistines, Sidonians, Amalekites, and Maonites have oppressed you in the past. You cried out to me, and didn't I always save you from them?" The answer to that was yes. "But you still left me and worshipped other gods. So now I am not going to save you again. You go and cry out to the gods whom you chose. Let them save you now that you're in trouble." But the people of Israel said to Yahweh, "We have sinned. Do whatever you wish, but please, just this once, save us." So they threw away all their idols and only worshipped Yahweh. And he was deeply broken because of their distress. The Ammonites came with a big army and camped in Gilead. The men of Israel came together and camped at Mizpah in Gilead. There the people and the leaders of the tribes of Israel said to one another, "Who will lead the fight against the Ammonites? Whoever does so will be the leader." And we're now going to read the story in chapter 11 of Jephthah.